What is Drone Technology 2020 Top Fool Guide? What is drone technology? A drone, also referred to as an uncrewed aerial vehicle or UAV, is essentially a flying robot that may be controlled remotely, or it might have the technologies to fly its own utilizing software-controlled flight programs that are embedded within their systems. What is drone technology? Drone technologies are something that is continuously evolving, with investments inside the rising year by year. This is only because drones have a vast range of applications that are critical for many businesses. By way of instance, uncrewed aerial vehicles are generally utilized in the Army to collect intelligence, anti-aircraft goal practice, and much more. The Army is not the only area where drones have irreplaceable prices. Nowadays, they're used in weather monitoring and forecast, traffic tracking, search and rescue efforts to reach areas impenetrable by people or more giant machines, in surveillance, etc. They're even used for private and business functions. Property and delivery solutions are among the industries that have benefited from drone technologies. When cameras are connected to drones, they're utilized for aerial photography and videography by photographers, filmmakers, realtors, etc. Many leading UX design firms play a significant part in the maturation of drones. Read more. What is a drone? How does a drone work? Drone technology works along with GPS and onboard sensors. These days, many drones have innovative features that make them incredibly durable and intelligent, extending their usage range. Below, we have a peek at different elements of drone technologies. Read also, what is FPV drone? Radar positioning and return home. Modern drones are incorporated with double global navigational satellite systems or GNSS, including GPS and GLONASS. These drones can fly in GNSS in addition to non-satellite modes. Radar positioning can help in drone navigation and displays the current position of the drone concerning the controller. The return to home feature guides the drone back to the control. Obstacle detection and collision avoidance technology. High-tech drones arrive with obstacle detection and collision avoidance technologies to guarantee safety. These detectors completely scan the surrounding environment, whereas SLAM engineering and software algorithms produce the most scanned pictures to a 3D map. Gyroscope stabilization. Drones can fly quickly due to the gyroscope stabilization technologies embedded inside them. Additionally, the gyroscope also provides important navigational information to the airport control. Inertial Measurement Unit, IMU. The IMU is a technology that could detect the present occupancy speed using one or more accelerometers. It does so by discovering changes in various rotational characteristics together with the gyroscope. Motors and propellers. These technologies permit the drone to maneuver in the air and hover or fly in almost any way. They allow the drone to sail or fly depending on the data obtained from the flight control and electronic speed controls. Read also, how to build a FPV drone. Now available, new drone technology for radiological monitoring in emergency situations. In the wake of a nuclear accident, like the one at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant in 2011, the radiologically contaminated region in the area of a reactor could be too hazardous for individuals to enter to track radiation. A new technology with drones, developed by the IAEA to be used by the government of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan, will make this job simpler. IAEA developed instrumentation and methodology such as unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, equipped with radiation sensors, cameras, and GPS devices has been tested and validated under actual conditions from the Fukushima Prefecture in Japan and is currently available for practical usage in routine or emergency circumstances. According to this expertise, the IAEA is prepared to help the interested member states develop and implement this technology for radiological mapping after a nuclear or radiological emergency. The meager price of drones and the simple fact that individuals prevent being vulnerable to radiation by utilizing these are essential benefits. The IAEA and Fukushima Prefecture first began working together on creating and implementing UAVs for radiological observation in 2012. From the framework of the IAEA Action Plan on Nuclear Safety, the IAEA has helped Fukushima Prefecture through two consecutive collaboration projects from 2012 to 2020 by providing an entire UAV-based instrumentation method for radiation measurements, a radiation detection method with information processing and storage capacity developed and assembled in the IAEA Nuclear Science and Instrumentation Laboratory, NSIL. It is providing post-measurement evaluation and interpretation methodology and training employees equally at Fukushima Prefecture and in NSIL Cybersdorf, Austria, on how best to employ the UAV and its instrumentation system in addition to on how to use the applications for accessing and distributing data. Lately, there have been breakthrough improvements in UAVs, and significant developments are anticipated in the not-too-distant future, such as bigger payloads, incorporated sensors and detectors, improved self-navigation, and the capability for those vehicles to operate in collaboration with different UAVs in addition to floor systems. The IAEA is now focusing on testing and integrating new, improved instrumentation, including its adaptation into another generation of UAVs. These novel advancements will make it possible for both flight period of the UAV and conclusion of the dose equivalent prices and gamma spectra in one dimension, explained Donis Ritikas, head of the IAEA physics section. When coupled with higher excellent camera capacities, the new system enables getting a full 3D aerial photogrammetry version and visibly using the radiological maps and radionuclide identification. FAQs. Is drone technology a good thing? Quality aerial imaging drones are excellent for taking high-quality aerial photographs and video and collecting vast amounts of imaging data. These high-resolution images can create 3D maps and interactive 3D models, which have many beneficial uses. Read also, https://onlinemasters.ohio.edu/blog/the-pros-and-cons-of-unmanned-aerial-vehicles-wavs/. What are advantages and disadvantages of drones? The pros and cons of drone technology. Pro: drones are fun to fly. Con: not everyone takes kindly to seeing drones fly near or above them. Pro: drones are cheaper and easier to deploy than human crewed aircraft. Con: drones can cause damage to property and injury to people. More items. See more, https://pilotinstitute.com/drone-pros-and-cons/. Does drone need Wi-Fi? No. Drones from most mainstream manufacturers like DJI and Unic do not need Wi-Fi to pilot or record video. However, most drones require you to download an app before flying. After you download the app and the drone is activated, an internet connection is not required. Read more, https://www.letusdrone.com/do-drones-need-wifi-to-fly/. Why are drones being banned? The Department of Justice banned the buying of foreign-made drones with agency funds in October. The Department of the Interior said it would ground its drone fleet while looking into spying and cyberattack claims. See more, https://www.theverge.com/2020/12/18/2219097/g-blacklist-ban-xinjiang-entity-list-trump. https://www.youtube.com/watch?ve=unma2fxvwoe.